I was watching you earlier this week in rehearsal, probably the first rehearsal of the Mozart Piano Concerto, and it was absolutely fascinating to watch how you were reacting to it. You were at times almost reaching into the air to pull the sound of the orchestra almost into your heart, and there were times when you were just happy and just enjoying the music that you were playing yourself. There is that level to Mozart. There's the deep musicality, the deep spirituality, and then there's just those great melodies, that great fun.
Yeah, Mozart was the most talented musician of, I would say, of all time, because it's not everybody say it, because when you hear his music, he really inspires you in every aspect, and he brings music to your heart directly, but also he switch the characters all the time, and in a way that he gives you this magic approach to music, which makes you addicted to music, and particularly this concerto, the transformation from the first movement to the second movement to the third. And in the third movement, you hear actually birds all over the place, and it's almost like a park.
That's right. Well, didn't he have a bird himself that could,
yes,
could sing this? And it also shows up in Papageno later on.
Yes, he had this a very nice bird, and sometimes very naughty bird. And a lot of his operas, his concertos, and even his solo works, you always see the bird comes back. It's like the cats from Chopin, the bird from Mozart.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.